Welcome to the Business Resilience Decoded podcast, brought to you by Aspalis Advisors and the Disaster Recovery Journal. Crisis management in today's world is ever-changing, and this podcast is our commitment to help you navigate successful outcomes for any crisis you may face. I'm your host, Vanessa Matthews. I specialize in providing insights and solutions for crisis, continuity, and resilience across industries from real estate and healthcare to terrorism in the airline and transportation worlds. No matter what industry you're in, this podcast will provide you the tools to build resilience in your organization.
Welcome back to another episode of the Business Resilience Decoded podcast. I am your host, Vanessa Matthews, and today we're going to be talking about preparing for global conflicts, insider threats, and all the things that you cannot predict but it's happening to your business. So I'm really excited about this podcast because this really kind of kicked off at the tail end of 2022 when our team started to host executive roundtables for our customers in Charlotte. And one of the things that we found from working and partnering with retailers, with the city, with the county, with the fire department, with communications companies, with airports, with nonprofits, with organizations that provide retail and real estate portfolios is that every single organization is literally facing the same set of challenges, but it all shows up differently. And then we thought about, you know, with our podcast, there's hundreds of thousands of organizations across the world who are also experiencing the same sets of challenges. They might be in Barbados or Bermuda or Europe or China, or Germany. We have a base in all those different places. And so we wanted to really produce an episode today just to kind of talk about the what, not the how, not the solutions, not the questions of what you should do, but the what. Because what we found that our clients have appreciated is knowing that everybody or different people are experiencing the same things that I'm experiencing, and at least I'm not crazy. That's it. We want you to leave this podcast knowing that, okay? So here's a few things that we're learning from our customers. So there's so many things that our clients have shared with us, and we've now had two executive roundtables. So a few of those things that have come up that we think might be important for you to know and to understand. Number one, mental health inside of every organization is something that most clients are paying attention to. You know, whether it's understanding how to identify it, how to support them, what it looks like when it shows up internally, those are all challenges and concerns that they are facing. We're also seeing the concerns of geopolitical risk, right? And different leaders that are taking or different people that are stepping into leadership roles across the world and the impact that that has to organizations and to governments, right? So whether it's a private business or whether it is a government or whether it is a country, just the concern of the continuity of leadership and what does that look like when the values of leadership change and evolve, and what we've known to be a value of a particular country for the past 20, 30, or 100 years, and those things now change into something different. What does that mean and what does that look like? We're also seeing, of course, supply chain is a huge concern for every single customer. The more train derailments that happen, the more concerned they are, because they're leveraging different ways to get their products to and from. And all of these things ultimately impact not only their business, but also your employees. It's hard for your employees to show up to be 100% for you when things at home are not 100% for them at home. And so having the understanding of how things happening in the world directly impact your employees and whether or not they bring it up to you at work is another conversation. But those things ultimately go back and impact their mental health.
Physical threats such as severe weather, infrastructure failures, or civil unrest are forcing everyone to prepare for unpredictability. OnSolve is here to help leaders navigate this complexity within their organization. As the leading critical event management provider that mitigates physical threats, OnSolve helps organizations to remain agile when a crisis strikes. Using the most trusted expertise and reliable AI-powered risk intelligence, critical communications, and incident management technology, the OnSolve platform enables enterprises, small to medium organizations, and all levels of government to detect, anticipate, and mitigate threats that impact their people, places, and property. For more information about OnSolve or to request a demo, please visit www.onsolve.com.
And another thing that has come up with every client is the challenge and the concern with the risk of exclusion, but also how this conversation of diversity, equity, and inclusion and belonging has now made it to the political conversation. And we're literally pulling out fact and data and history from American history and the impact and how detrimental that is for the organization and their workforce. So in some clients, they've shared that some of their employees, right, have differences of opinion or differences of thoughts, and what political leaders do their employees align to versus others? And how do you manage that conflict internally? Because as soon as we walk out of those doors and after 5 o'clock or before 8 a.m., our country in America is very divided. And so organizations are really struggling with how do they manage that internally? What does that support look like? What do those values look like? How do you manage a workforce that truly doesn't align to your values, no matter what your values are, right? And what does that look like? What does accountability look like? How does that impact your customers? What happens when your customers might align with a certain set of values that you don't or that the organization does not? And how do you continue to work together even if you just wholeheartedly disagree in terms of diversity and inclusion and the history of that and what that means, not only to your company, but to the overall society that we're in. And so typically those conversations then lead into clients and concerns around insider threat and a hostile work environment and workplace safety and the security of that. How do we begin to have the indicators to help us to understand the headspace that our employees are in so that no one comes to work to do anything that's harmful? And how do we see that and spot that before it happens? And then what do we do to support that particular individual so that nothing bad happens in any other part of the world, whether it has something to do with your business or not? We're also seeing clients that are still, you know, navigating and responding to natural disasters, right? Some of them, you know, have their documentation and what they need in place to secure funding and resources to recoup those disaster dollars, and some don't. Some of them have mechanisms for how they are tracking and managing things that are happening across the world and how it affects their operations and their employees, and some are not. And so we're constantly trying to think through ways and supporting clients to really think through how do you manage that for your business and your employees, and what does that support look like as an organization, but also as a region. And so one of the things that we really found value in and our clients have heavily supported in is the importance of being in the room with other businesses across your region, because as a regional team, there's different dynamics that you have going on that are impactful. And it's helpful to kind of hear other business leaders in the communities that you're in to really help you think about how they're solving it and how they are also addressing it, but also how it might show up in an organization like a nonprofit whose funding mechanisms and whose funding sources look very different than a retail company or a real estate company or a communications and an IT company. And so then getting them in the room to say, oh, well, this company over here is doing this. How might this support, or how might this team be able to support me over here in what I need to get done as a city and as a community? The other two things that are really big that we're also seeing specifically in Charlotte is also the crisis of housing and literally the amount of people that cannot afford quality housing. And so as you bring and recruit talent to your cities and to your communities, what's the risk of relocating people to a location where your housing is not adequate, where your employees might have to drive an hour plus to commute to get to work, coupled with the fact that everything is going up in prices? I mean, a gallon of milk and eggs is just ridiculous, right? My hairstylist raised her prices the other day, and I was mad, y'all, okay? But then schools, right? And in Charlotte, we have very low literacy levels for our school systems. And there's a challenge with maintaining and keeping a superintendent in our school system. And so what impact does that bring to you as an employer as you're also trying to support recruitment for your workforce and to build a high-performing team, right? And then also transportation. So in communities like Charlotte and other communities around the world, the impact of transportation. And it's one thing for me to be able to fly into a city, but what do the modes of transportation look like? And how do you support infrastructure that is going to help your employees get to where they need to go so that they can continue to support the organization and their families? And so one of the things that I think is important that I love that Charlotte does is just really inviting and honing in on the business communities and their overall influence and impact on the importance of economic development and driving that discussion and being clear about what you need, as well as workforce development, right? How many schools do you have in your community and in your state? And what are some of the strategic things that your region is doing to help make sure that the people who come to school here stay here? And how do we keep these candidates for roles, for jobs? But also, what are the resources that are there to build those employees up to be more successful? So in all, there's a lot going on. And there's a lot that you as an organizational leader should be paying attention to. But I'll end it on this note. While there's so much going on, you can control you, right? So just think about that as you continue to consider all of the ways that you and your teams are managing all of these threats and how you can have better partnerships and relationships with the businesses in your region.
Thank you for listening to the Business Resilience Decoded podcast, brought to you by Aspalis Advisors and Disaster Recovery Journal. Make sure you check out the show notes for this episode to see all the upcoming events, programs, and ways we can support you. Make sure you subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts, leave us a review, and share it with a friend. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.